Joey, I've got a great idea. Why don't we go out to that bloke's house and smash all his stuff?
That's a great idea.
Here, how much do you think this vase is worth?
About £5,000.
Nothing now. What about this mirror?
Can I have a go?
Yeah, go on then.
What about this,
Oh, dear.
CD collection.
Oh, it sounds like glass.
I tell you what, Cat.
What?
Sisters are really doing it for themselves.
Smash this here.
It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Hello, Joanna Lumley here. Yeah,
yeah. Hello. They wanna
know. Yeah. Hello, Chris Moyles. Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy.
Oh, where did you spring from?
And Will. Sexy radio for a sexy generation.
Dude, that kicks ass.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hiya. All right, then. Straight into the show then, Chris, I got my copy of this month's FHM, turn to page 37, and well, amazing. The best I've seen in ages. How stylish. What curves, what legs. Can you please tell me one thing? What shop did the old bird get that chair from? And do they have a matching table? They'd look great in my new flat from Chalky and Slough. Do you want to hear more, Lizzie?
Yes.
Chris just bought this month's FHM mag, as you're probably aware. It is the Top 100 Babes edition. How did Lizzie compare? I understand Mo Molan made it into number 500. Blimey, Chris, I had seen Lizzie on the webcam before and didn't reckon much to her, but having seen FHM this morning, I have now decided to reclassify the said female as semi-decent, probably would. Chris, this is for Lizzie. Can you please pass it on? Lizzie, what can I say other than, wow, you look fantastic. Another good job done by FHM. I see that Chris managed to get into the interview copy too. I was actually expecting you to make it into the top 100 sexiest women, blah, 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 blah. But there's always next year. Have fun, Gavin.
Thanks, Gav.
Dear Chris, I just got my copy of FHM and sees Lizzie's photo. Oh, my God, what a babe, from Richard. Just seen the video on the FHM site. Good luck to Lizzie. The video makes her look nice. Don't know how she looks in real life, but the virtual world, she seems okay. From Chris Jones. From Alex Byrne, I just found a picture of Lizzie, and she is beautiful. I still want a signed photo of her, though. I hope it ain't her policy not to date good-looking guys who listen to Radio 1, because I still want a chance with her. Tell her I have a picture of myself if she wants it in an email. He sounds like a psycho, so you've got to
throw that one away.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Got some more?
Yeah, go on then.
Email comes in, dear Chris, being a regular listener to the show, an occasional reader of FHM, and a full-time pervert, I've just been and purchased what I thought was the latest copy of FHM, i.e. the one with the top 100 birds in. However, to my uttermost surprise, I can find no pictures of Lizzie.
Oh.
That's because he didn't look on page 37.
Chris and T managed to pick up FHM a day early, i.e. Thursday, and found Lizzie in all her glory on page 37. It's a blinding photo. The only thing is, her right arm seems a little bit short. That's from Matt.
Jeff from Southampton. Moyles, you're a very lucky man indeed. She is a special breed. Not only does she have a reasonable personality for a chick, she's also hot stuff. But don't tell her, you know what girls are like. They get all cocky, no pun intended, and you don't need that, do ya? From right. Jeff in Southampton.
Do you want to see the picture?
Yes!
Let's bring it out then, here we go. If you buy the FHM Top 100 Sexiest Women in the World issue, it comes in like a little carrier bag thing, a little cardboard carrier bag, right? And I believe it's cheaper than last year. I may be wrong, but that's what the guy in the newsagent said.
Surprisingly good value, I think.
Yeah, I think so. To see Lizzie. So you open it all up, and there's the top 100 babes, right, with a very foxy chick on the front. Chuck that away, you don't need it, because Lizzie may be cute, but she's not that cute, for God's sake. And you go to the magazine, it's the one with Charlize Theron, or whatever her name is. How do you pronounce that name?
Don't know.
So you flick through the pages, and I was teasing myself this morning, and then I stopped. I get the letters to the editor page, and a letter goes in, isn't it about time you featured some of the sexy voice women of radio? What about the gorgeous posh sounding Victoria Derbyshire from Five Live Breakfast, who I wake up with, not literally, every morning? How about it? And then the editor has said, unfortunately, aside from the lovely Lizzie Buckingham on page 37, female DJs are usually restricted to audio-only broadcasting for very good reasons. Facial hair may be, well, one of them. Okay. So then you move to page 37. You genuinely haven't seen this picture yet, have you?
No, you have stopped me seeing it all day.
Okay, you ready? Here it is! Oh, no, that's page 35. I was about to say, it never looked like Mark Owen to me. You ready? I'm going to hand this to you, and then you turn the page over, and it'll be you, all right? So hold it like that. Okay. Quiet now for this as we
ready. Your arm does look a bit short.
And my legs do look chunky. That's funny. Thin Lizzy steps out of Radio 1's offices for a first demo photo shoot.
And last.
Yeah.
What do you think of the picture then, Liz?
It doesn't look like me, does it?
No.
No, you look gorgeous. Describe the picture then to the nation.
Okay. I look like I'm about to fall off a chair. My arm does look short, but that's because my elbow's bent. All the team were like, you don't look like a boy. What's happened to you? I'm a real tomboy, says Lizzie. Oh, dear.
All right, so there you go. Lizzie finally makes her first photo shoot, page 37 of FHM. Well done, Lizzie. I've got to say, even though I do work with you and I respect you immensely, after looking at that picture, I do you.
Thanks.
Only in the picture, though. I mean, today you look a bit of a dog. But when you're all dolled up, seriously, I'd say you're two-pinter. Well, that's a nice compliment, don't you?
That's very nice, yeah. One of the highest accolades that you can bestow upon a woman.
Two-pinter, Will?
Yeah.
All right, then. It's All Rise by Blue from Radio 1. All rise, mine. All rise, mine.
Email comes in from Rob in Southampton. It says, Chris, just saw the pic of Lizzie in FHM. Very nice indeed, though a mate pointed out the size of her feet, saying if she were a bloke, she'd be hung like a horse.
You got big feet?
No, the shoes that they made me wear were a size 8 or something, and I'm a size 5. So there you go, Rob.
No freak feet.
Yeah.
Can I also just say that the FHM site has crashed?
Has it?
Well, apparently. According to some of our listeners who are trying, it's crashed at the moment.
Oh. Well, that's because everyone's logging on.
Yep.
To get turned on by Lizzie. A couple of more emails coming through.
Big feet and short arms. You're all rude.
Shut up. Well, if you had breasts, I'd be talking about them. Right, man, you got two chairs on an ironing board. What do you expect? Chris, please tell Lizzie she's gorgeous. She should be number one in the vote. J-Lo is not in the same league. Lizzie is above. From a French man.
Dear Chris, I bought FHM today after all the hype of Lizzie. She looks gorgeous and is far better than you described on air. I'd give her one. From a mystery punter.
Here's one which says, it's Montgomery Moose here of 80s cult TV show The Get Along Gang. Me and my buddies Bingo Beaver and Wilma the Sheep are trying very... This has nothing to do with you, so I'll move on, actually. I should apologise. Right.
Don't read that
You
out.
Can't read that out, but that's Don't just for it. Your own personal enjoyment.
Chris, I have seen the pic and I have managed to knock...
Stop!
What are the other two words? He's knocked himself out?
Yeah. I think he walked into the door, you know, when he was coming out the newsagents.
A bit confused and stuff.
Then. He managed to knock...
himself out?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get better.
Yeah. I'm sure he will. He's probably full of guilt right now. It's like a few seconds of joy and then a minute of guilt. What's wrong, Lizzie?
That's enough now.
Stop!
What? Friday, John Culshaw's normally here on Friday, but he's not here. He's somewhere else. Shall I try and ring him?
Yeah.
Right, this may not work, so bear with me. Okay, quiet everyone. This might not work. Actually, in America. So hopefully this will work. I don't know.
Morning, Hotel Metro. How may I help you?
Hi, penthouse number one, please.
Hold on.
Apparently where he is.
Hello?
Penthouse number one, your posh gets.
Penthouse number one.
Is it from number one to 100?
I think there's about six of them or so. Right. Just outside my hotel room window now, I want a very commanding view of the Empire State Building.
Oh, nice.
Very impressive.
Oh, wow, you're in Los Angeles?
No, I'm in Grimsby. It's very nice out here.
Yeah, lovely. And so how come you're staying in the penthouse in New York?
Well, just, you know, came over here for a holiday and, you know, had a look round the rooms at the top layer of the hotel and thought, that'll do.
How big is it?
Is in there. It's pretty big. I mean, you know, the hotel is comparable to, I don't know, whatever, normal-sized hotel.
Little Chef.
But, yeah.
Travel Lodge.
it's certainly big enough. You can sort of, like, run about and things.
Is it as big as my room in Spain?
No. Oh, no, it's about as big as my room in Spain.
Well, your room was crap in Spain. You had a view of the car park. You did as well.
Well, it's slightly better than that one, then.
All right, so what's happened to you, then, in New York?
Listen, we got here, and we'd been here for about an hour, and we thought, oh, we're really knackered, let's go and have something to eat. So we just walk into a McDonald's, just somewhere, anywhere on Broadway, the first sort of McDonald's we saw. We sat down. Who should walk in?
Bruce Forsyth!
No, Jamie Theakston.
No!
He walked in.
You know, that's enough to put you off your holiday, isn't it? That lanky streak of urine walking right up to you.
No, he did. Jamie walked in and we thought, my God, of all the, you know, fancy just bumping into you in the middle of New York.
Yeah, because, I mean, you live in London, but you manage to avoid him every day. You go to New York and you bump into him within an hour.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. We went to this amazing bar called Hogs and Heifers.
Oh, yeah, I think that's where Dave picked up his lass.
Yeah, carry on with your story, John.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. This place called Hogs and Heifers, and it's like the two doormen were like giant haystacks, these huge, huge, huge guys. Yeah. And it's such a typical American bar, this. Well, I don't know, maybe it's not typical. The girl behind the bar, she wears like cut-off denim shorts and a little skimpy bikini and a cowboy hat. She has a loudhailer. Exactly. And she has this loudhailer to shout abuse at all of the, you know, the customers if they don't tip her enough.
Is it like Hooters?
It's probably worse than that.
And were you chatting with this woman?
Well, she was shouting at me.
Right.
She says, give me a goddamn tip and give me some of your goddamn dollars, you London punk. She was really like that, and they would do stuff like, you know, pour Jack Daniels all over the bar, set fire to it, and then they sort of, like, jump on top of the bar and start dancing and taking all their clothes off. It was that kind of bar that we found ourselves in. And on the wall, there's photographs of famous people who've been there, including Paul McCartney and Brad Pitt and all these types of people. So it took us a while to recover from that place.
Did you chat anyone up then, John?
I don't know. I don't really remember too much about it. I suppose I must have done. I can just about hear the sound effects you are playing.
You're such a shark. You really are.
Hey, I'm just a polite gentleman. No shark.
Have you actually met anybody famous yet?
No. I don't think we have, actually.
You go to New York and you bump into Jamie Theakston.
What a coincidence.
John, have you tried any of your voices out in America? Do the Americans like the voices?
Yeah, they do. Like George W. Bush, like he said a classic yesterday, people should be more conservation-oriented by turning the light off. Did you hit that? Oh, dear, oh, dear. And, you know, Jerry Springer, they seem to like that as well. You know, everybody seems to, Jerry Springer's really popular.
What about Frank Bruno and Dale Winton, for instance?
I've not tried them, you know, yet. Maybe I will.
Yeah, surprisingly, they don't really know who Dale Winton is in the States.
I'll tell you what, though, Supermarket Sweep, the American version of it, is prime time, I
think. they have an American version of Supermarket Sweep?
Yeah, they have, and it's prime time.
What do they do when they go wild in the aisles? Shoot people?
No, all the contestants are really hugely sort of like
fat.
Obese, and they just pile their trolleys with just tons of, like, cakes.
They tried to do Supermarket Sweep in Leeds originally, and when they went, right, just run around the aisles, they went straight for the till, just trying to unplug it, shove it in, and then just went off again. All right, so when are you back from New York?
Travelling back tonight, actually. It's our last day.
All right, well, go and steal something for us.
I'll get some for you.
And when are you back to the UK?
It will be, well, late Saturday.
Okay.
Late Saturday.
Are you going to be around for the Audrey Harrison fight?
Oh, I didn't know that was going on.
I'll tell you off the air, all right then.
All right, okay.
All right, John Coleshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Shark in New York City.
This is Radio 1.
Music.
You wanna go and take a ride with me in the tree, with him in the phone with the goldies, oh, why do I live this way? Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Sing,
this is
One Music.
Keep on giving me the hold up. You know I just didn't make your mind up.
This is Radio 1.
You're cold enough. You're willing to say
it. One Music, one station.
Radio 1.
Dido at Radio 1, and thank you. Hello, I am Chris Moyles. This is Mr. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And Will.
Hello.
And Lizzie.
Hiya.
And John in New York.
Hello.
There you go.
Right.
Wow, I feel as though I'm on 5 Live. Got somebody in the studio. We've got somebody in the studio. We've got somebody on the line in New York. And what's the weather like in New York?
It's very sunny.
Yeah.
Very hot. It's about 88 right now.
Was that it?
I'm talking American very annoyingly. I wish I could stop.
Oh, fair enough. So Lizzie is in page 37 of today's FHM. It's the one with Charlize Theron. How do you pronounce her name?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
I've never seen Charlize Theron, have you?
Neither have I. Heard it's
have you
great,
ever seen
though.
Charlize Theron, John?
No, I have not.
Okay,
I'll look out for it.
Look out for it in New York, Charlize Theron. Take a picture of it for us.
It'll be by Jamie Thixton.
Yeah. Jamie's Theron is a lot smaller than Charlize Theron, so I believe. Anyway. So page 37 of that current issue. Lovely Lizzie and all her... Well, not all her glory, don't get the wrong idea. Right, this is Peter Piper.
Hardcore, you know the score. Open the window, bang on the door. When you rap a record just like this, use tacky old lines, it's a piece of old. I speak so fast, can you look at what I say? A biddle and a piddle and a wibby yabba yay. When I bow to the crown and the fucky sound and the crowd, yep, for the Peter Piper mound. I blow my tunes hard, I can stroll a credit card and a yard with some lard and the same Bernard. Personality, originality, put the kettle on, make mine a cup of tea. Now it's getting hard to work out my rhymes. Egon the big on the northern line. I rock the buck on the ticky ticky talk with a block and the lock and the grab and love my cop. This one's for the kids out there, not the old fuckers with no hair. I do my raps for my mates and myself. If you don't like the go yourself. Bass is kicking, drums are drumming, guitars are strumming, and plumbers are plumbing. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the beats, one more DJ revolt.
Traveling with Paul Daniels, piggies on quick kid.
We're winging it, winging it, winging it. We're making it all up.
Dance like Michael Flatley, chicken roller coaster.
We're winging it, winging it, winging it. We're making it all up.
Home base garden trimmer, claws for real fish fingers.
We're winging it, winging it, winging it. We're making it all up.
Cheese and mushroom omelette, ice skate with Les Dennis.
We're winging it, winging it, winging it. We're making it all up. We like to bump our bass real loud. We really like to rock her. And we think that our record's ace. You might think that it's crocker.
Javelin with Paul Daniels, piggies on Conk Wickets.
We're winging it, winging it, winging it. We're making it all up.
Dance like Michael Flatley, close for real fish fingers.
We're wigging it, wigging it, wigging it. We're making it all up.
Let's go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Get on, jump into the limbo. Chibi go, chibi go, chibi go, bo. And when I run into, I select how you know the crew. Gotta get down with the original fight. Pipe, pipe, I'm gonna make you hot to the sky. Jump, don't ever
never stop. Put a little bit of this, little bit of that. Chop. Don't ever stop. Put a little bit of this, little bit of that. Little bit of fun, little bit of joke, little bit of dream, little bit of smoke. Chop. On a one, turn two. Let's go. Let's go.
Comes out on Monday. It'll be a big, big hit. I predict straight to number one. Pied Piper. Featuring Masters of Ceremonies. Do you really like it? And our tribute to them, Peter Piper. Pick it this peck.
Do you really like it? Do you really like it?
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that. Riddlington. Anyway, you get the idea. Do you really like it? Go and buy it. Make it number one.
Radio 1.
Travis and Destiny's Child on the way. It's Clarewood News. It's just after 3:30.
Rescuers try to release the trapped cavers.
Radio 1 News.
A group of eight Swiss cavers may not be released until later tonight from an underground tunnel system where they're trapped. A rescue team is pumping water from the caves in the French town of Goumois. Newsbeat's Europe reporter Alistair Sanford is there.
Well, the cavers are all in good health, but the rescuers now say it's going to take longer than they thought to get them out. They're in no danger. It's simply a case of waiting for the water levels to go down. The tunnel leading from the cavity where they're stuck is flooded. The water's being pumped out as fast as possible, but it's going to be some hours yet before they can all be brought to the surface.
400 people have turned up for the funeral of an unknown baby whose burnt body was found next to a footpath in Edinburgh in March. Detective Inspector Ewan Morrison says they've spent the last 10 weeks trying to trace the parents.
This has been a particularly difficult inquiry for the people of Craigmillar, and not least the officers involved in the case, because after all, most of those involved are parents as well. I would urge the mother, if she is listening, to make contact with us, and I can assure her that she will be treated with every sympathy.
A witness has told the jury in the Jill Dando murder trial that the man accused of killing the TV presenter used to own two guns. David Dobbins says he used to be a friend of Barry George, who denies the charges. New mobile phones promising fast access to the internet have gone on sale today. The GPRS handsets will cost around £200 and designed to replace WAP phones.
Just getting too complicated and I don't know where to start. Why do you have to be even quicker?
All I need a phone for is to phone people up. You don't need extra gadgets onto it at all.
It's another thing to read and worry about.
A man's told a court how he sold the meat from endangered monkeys as a cure for impotency. Mobolaya Okuada, who's from Dulwich in South London, has admitted two counts of illegally importing and selling the monkeys, but denies 10 more charges of smuggling. England's cricketers are scoring steadily in the first test against Pakistan at Lords. They've reached 137 for three. Hussain and Thorpe are the men at the crease. Women police officers in Hertfordshire are to be issued with body armour with built-in bra cups. They'll protect from bullets and knives and come in a variety of sizes to ensure a comfortable fit for officers on patrol. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Impotency.
What did I say?
Impotency.
What is impotency, Bradis?
Sorry.
Let's have a listen then.
Impotency.
Impotency.
Not impotency. No, I can't even say it now.
Well,
impotency. Impotency. Impotency.
Impotency. Impotency. Impotency. Yeah, that was a bit silly, wasn't it? Never mind.
Light them up, barman. It's Friday. Bradley's has been at the bar.
Yeah.
Impetuously sleep. And introduced today. Hello? I've had a drink. And those clips of people talking about phones.
Yes.
Just roll the clips. I want to pick on one person in particular. Go on.
Just getting too complicated.
Not her.
And I don't know where to start.
Not
Why
her.
Do you have to be even
no.
quicker?
All no. I need a phone
this
for
guy,
is
this guy.
Block. You don't
this
need
guy, this guy, this guy. Stop. Hang first on. Guy, sir, third clip.
Just getting too no. complicated and I don't know where to start. Why Him. Do you have to be even
this
quicker?
Guy, ready,
All
listen.
I need a phone for is to phone people up. You don't need extra.
There you go. All he needs a phone for is to phone people up.
Nice.
That guy's a genius, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, I've had a phone for years. I've used it as a door stopper. I've used it to squash flies.
Paperweight.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. And there's this guy going, all you need a phone for... Well, here he is, here he is.
All I need a phone for is to phone people up.
There you go, nice. What a genius.
Clever.
Finally, somebody with some brains. And what was that word again? Impotency, was it? Claire?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to play the embarrassing bit.
No, then. I'm not that childish.
Impotency.
There you go.
Impotency.
Yeah, all right, leave it like that. That'll do.
Impotency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imp- Empress Empathy.
Yeah, we've got the idea. No, go on.
Empress Empathy.
Yes. She's milking it, Dave. Is she?
Empress Empathy.
All right, leave it.
This is Radio 1.
Email comes in, which says, Dear Chris, thanks very much for nothing, D-head. We spent hours looking for Lizzie in today's FHM to find only one lousy page of her. Frankly, we're disappointed. How much of your airtime, funded by us, the public, did you waste telling us about that? I'm tuning into Three Counties Radio this afternoon. Paul Gaunt. Now there's a DJ who respects his audience. I love that. You got his name wrong, you morons. What a bunch of divvies. Lizzie?
I am.
Have a look at yourself in the magazine again. Go on there. Fiddle through the pages until you get to 37.
The well-thumbed page.
Here she goes. Page 37 of today for SHM is Lizzie!
Pretty woman.
Yeah!
Walking down the street, pretty woman.
Woo!
The kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
She's hot. She's like a fox.
No one could look as good as you.
Mercy. Lizzie is a pretty woman.
Pretty woman.
Rawr. Sitting in the chair, pretty woman. Rawr. With a straightened hair, pretty woman. She's got legs like a giraffe's neck.
Are you lonely just like me?
There you go, that'll do, right? Okay, right. Moving on then. EastEnders this week has been an absolute farce. Somebody should have been fired for that. Just because you go to Brighton for some special episodes doesn't mean that you have to fill it full of crap music. It's a disgrace. And a couple of really good emails came in. This is my one of my favourites from Susie, who's an accounts manager in Ormskirk.
Ooh. Wow, the big O.
Following on from your comments about EastEnders the other day, did you watch the other night? Not only did we get very sad music, but Jamie walked into Zoe's room with a dressing gown on. Now, I don't mean to be funny, but I don't know any blokes who go away for a weekend with their girlfriend and take their dressing gown, exception of my dad. He looked like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit. and this one which came in from Richie. What the hell is happening in EastEnders? Is the usual writer off sick or something? Do you notice how the other night, the bloke who took Kat out on a date had the weirdest accent ever? Now, I noticed this and I thought it was just me, and then I watched it again last night and it's exactly the same. First it sounded Italian, then it got a touch of Irish, and by the end of the scene it sounded like an American. And he still looked like Sonny from Casualty. You know, the guy who used to push the trolleys around.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Where do they get these crap actors from?
When I saw you, you took my breath away.
Yeah.
And I thought myself, goddamn. There's a good-looking woman.
That's exactly how I was talking. The guy hadn't a clue. He's obviously from Barnsley or something, you know, Edinburgh. And the accent was off. It was meant to be Italian.
Hello there, good-looking lady. I would like to take you out on a romantic night out. Goddamn. You're for a walk. Bing. I would like to take you to the scourgest man around the corner.
And we'll make the ibbity jibbity.
It was a disgrace. That's what it was. Later on the Today Show, hopefully if we can get permission to do this, we are going to give away the greatest prize ever on Radio 1. Currently, as we speak, one of the experienced BBC staff is drilling a new door onto the smoking room. It's wooden and has windows. Now, nothing wrong with that, you would think. That means that the old door is just being discarded. Well, no chance, Jose. We're going to give away the old door to the Radio 1 smoking room! Yeah! radio stations you can shove your £1 million up your hole. We're giving away a door. That's right. As touched by such legendary people as Sarah Cox, Jamie Thigston, and that fella from that band with the long hair. That's right. The door of the radio and smoking room could be yours. Listen out for more details. Is this a new song from Blink 182?
That it is.
Is it out on July the 2nd?
I think it is.
Is it called The Rock Show?
I
like that. What do you think of that?
I like that. I like them.
Yeah, I like them too. Blink 182 and...
The Rock Show.
That's the one. Thank you very much. And don't forget, Radio 1 has its very own rock show presented by Mary Ann Hobbs. And she had one of our favourite bands on the other night, didn't she?
Who was that?
Raging Speedhorn.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Raging Speedhorn. By the way, if you do get the new FHM, it's the one with Charlize Theron on the front.
Charlize Theron.
That's what I said. Who's that talking out there? Keep it down, we're on the air! Thank you. I like the fact that we know when you work at Radio 1, there is a smoking room upstairs, there is outside, there are social rooms, there's den, there's offices. Yeah, people decide to come and have a conversation right outside the door of my studio! Big fat light saying on air, sign on the door saying you can be heard live on air when you stand outside this door. What do? Talk outside the door! Smack them in the back of their heads! Anyway, in FHM, thank you, on page 37 is a picture of our very own Lizzie, as we've already said.
Hiya!
And on page 33 is a picture of John from the Tango advert. And on page 32, next to that, is a picture of Will's lass. There you go.
What are the chances of that? Two of our team in the same edition.
Well, I don't know.
Hello, John. How are you?
Emails comes in. Chris, just a quickie to say that we're having problems concentrating at work because of your slogans such as...
Hiya!
And...
Shut up, Will!
We answer the phones with them and without thinking we make pillowcases of ourselves. My colleague, Nigel Chisby, is Welsh, but he's trying to mimic Bristol impressions after that tractor-driving scarecrow which Lizzie is shacked up with. Consequently, he sounds like a parrot which is getting on our woolly mitts. Other than that, Bond's a showmate.
I like woolly mitts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
Right. And I've got another one as well. Oh, do you have some...
I have hot door news.
You have information about the door?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Next time you want to do a contest...
Yes?
It would be easier...
Yeah?
...if you gave away live children.
Live children?
Give away children.
Really?
Yes.
Are we not allowed... Hang on, are you saying
Why?
Are we not allowed to give away the door?
No, I'm saying it's fine. But it's actually more complicated to give away a door in the BBC than it is the way to give away children.
Why?
Why?
You have to ring head of doors, facilities.
Okay.
And they have head to authorise it.
Yeah.
And then I've had to have it authorised by our big boss accounts bloke to say that if we get a bill for the door, then that we'll pay for it out of our prize budget.
If we get a bill for the door?
Yeah.
Why would we get a bill for the door? The guy's taking the door off, so it'll probably be thrown away.
No, it won't be, because it'll go back to doors. And it'll go back into stock.
So hang on a second, you're saying that most of the doors in the BBC are second-hand doors?
I don't know anything about
that.
It's
a scandal.
But
they could fall off the hinges and injured... It's small children.
It's unbelievable.
No, they'll be tested before they go into stock at doors.
All right.
Anyway.
So the answer is?
Upshot of which is, we're giving away the door!
Yay! So we are going to give away the door.
Giving away the door.
I am very, very pleased. Listen, now that has cheered me up.
Listener has to come and collect it, though.
What?
The listener has to come and collect it.
No, we thought about this. My Uncle Jim can deliver it.
Yeah. Oh, can he? Fantastic.
He's a parcel delivery.
Yeah.
Excellent.
My Uncle Jim will do it. Not a problem.
Radio 1 presents Travis Live.
A multi-million selling Brit Award winning album with a classic collection of songs is not enough for the unstoppable Travis. Already there's another album and they're playing their first gig since last August.
Travis Live.
On Monday, May 28th, Lamac Live is at Leeds Town Hall with Travis.
Baby, you've been going so crazy.
The gig's already completely sold out, but the rumour is Radio 1's got a few tickets tucked away.
Travis Live. Your
dream. Listen to Lamac Live, The Evening Session and Chris Moyles from this Monday and you could be at Travis Live with Radio 1 on Monday, May 28th.
Travis Live on Radio 1 as part of BBC Music Live. One love, one live, Radio 1.
Hello?
Exactly, they forgot about Dre.
What are you doing?
We're shifting the door.
Get the door in.
They have brought the door that we're going to give away into the studio so it can be picked up by the webcam, is that right?
Yeah.
Rather than just get Scotty down to take a photograph of it and put it on the net.
No, yeah. Live pictures.
You're actually bringing it down.
Yeah.
My flowers.
Hang on.
Sorry, love.
Well, I've got flowers.
I can't perform without flowers.
Flowers, darling.
I have flowers. Some nice boys sent me flowers.
Let's go.
I'd rather not go into it on the air, but some good-looking boys off of the telly sent me some flowers. Well, thank you very much.
You can't go to the loo now.
No, you're not be able to turn that round.
That's fine now.
Like
that's
that?
Fine there. That's
what are you doing with it?
It won't work. Will, it's too big.
Well, stop talking. Will, what are you doing with it now?
We're going to push it back against that wall.
Why?
So then it's in view of the webcam over there. And it's safe. Okay. Most important, it's got to be safe.
You two are morons. You know that, don't you?
Will. Go around there, Dave.
Put it down here.
Whoa, how am I going to get out if you put the door there, you grey-haired div?
We're going to walk it.
Mind the camera,
I'm going to walk you in a minute.
That's it.
Can I get on with the show while you're moving doors around?
Yeah, go on.
Right, OK. I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, the thing is, you've got to look after these kids, especially Will. The guy's not skilled in anything else. He's a genius at nothing. So... Will you two keep it quiet? I've got a bit to do. Thank you. I've got an email that I have to read out, and it's very, very serious. This email came in the other day, and I thought I just had to do this on the air. It reads, Dear Chris, I have a bit of a problem. About 3 months ago, I was seeing this bird, which was okay, but I didn't want to have a long-winded relationship with her, so I ended it. Still no problem yet, but as you know, if you start seeing a bird, then you are more than likely to meet her mates. Problem. I began chatting to one of her mates through text messages, which began quite normal and friendly. Then she told me out of the blue that she fancied me. I thought this was excellent, because she was a pretty damn fine bird. Well, to cut an already long story shorter, my ex found out through rumours that I was seeing her mate. I denied it, and luckily for me, so did her mate. Then my ex got really dirty. Last weekend, while out in the pee, I met her, her sister, and her sister's two big boyfriends. Quite obviously, an argument fired up within seconds. Then the sister took a swipe at me. Then so did the pair of lads that were with her. I woke up the next day, very sore and out for revenge. I managed a few insulting text messages, but I just wasn't satisfied. I know that I'm guilty of the charge, but being a man who appreciates exploiting the female race, you'll be able to understand why I can't admit to it. And also how she can't get away with getting me beaten to a pulp. I mustn't back down as she already thinks she's won the battle. Any ideas on how I might find revenge? From Andy Wishart. Well, Andy, quite simply, you're a moron, a loser and an idiot, a sexist, cheating, untrustworthy pig, an excuse of a man, a sad, pathetic piece of crap that should crawl back to the stone that you crawled out of in the first place. I hope that you bump into her two boyfriends again and they knock seven bags of crap out of you, loser.
Radio 1. www.bbc.co.uk/radio 1.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in to Radio 1. Lovely vocals from Lizzie.
Not only great looks, but a great voice too.
Yeah. Face of an angel. The voice of... Leanne Battersby.
Got everything, Liz, you.
Yeah. Lucky me.
Huh?
Lucky me.
Yeah.
Hiya.
So go and buy FHM today. Someone with Chalez Theron on the front. And page 37 is Lizzie in all her pretty woman glory.
Pretty woman.
Woo!
Walking down the street.
Pretty woman. A tasty piece of meat. Pretty woman.
Listen.
Check the legs, check the legs. Oh!
No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Oh! Lizzie is officially a pretty woman. After makeup and touching up on the pictures.
A full makeover, really,
and,
isn't it?
And a bit of airbrushing.
Not enough airbrushing.
Well, that's true. Your face is still in it. Oh, yes. Are you lonely?
Just like me.
Are you lonely just like me?
Tractor Boy.
Scrumpy Jack. Arr.
Pretty Woman with the X Factor. Come and ride on my big tractor.
You ain't too much Max Factor.
Come and look at my love pistol. Take a trip to my Mars in Bristol.
It's pathetic that you had to use pistol to rhyme with Bristol.
Well, you know, as you know, when you make these things up, sometimes they go a bit pear-shaped. Mm. Right, okay. Well, you're going, so there's a picture there.
Yeah, have a look at this.
Picture of me beautifully showing off the door on the Radio 1 webcam, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to view the studio cam, and on camera one...
Correct.
So we have two cameras now. You can see me back right-hand side of the picture showing off the door, right? If you would like to win the door that has been the door to the Radio 1 kitchen stroke smoking room for 2, 3, 4 years, maybe longer.
Mm.
All you got to do is phone 08700 100 100. Now, you need to be a big Radio 1 fan. So the qualifying question will be, name 6 Radio 1 DJs and what times they're on. Lizzie might throw the names at you, and you have to know. You've got to be a proper fan to win the door.
That's a great slogan.
You've got to be a proper bore to win the door.
Yeah.
All right? 08700 100 100. Then you will come on the air and you will play a game which Lizzie has called...
Knockety-knock-knock-knock.
There you go. Not just a pretty face, ladies and gentlemen, but also...
Stick to the modelling, love.
Yeah, just a pretty face. Right, we'll give away the Radio 1 smoking door next.
The UK's official number one. On the UK's official top 40 station.
We're your weather girls, and have we got muesli for you?
Humidity's rising, the rum is getting low. According to all sources, the street's the place to go.
Go!
Cause tonight for the first time, just about half past ten. For the first time in history, it's gonna start raining men.
If I was straight, I would want to be Mr. Halliwell. For so much.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Jerry Halliwell, it's raining men at Radio 1. As much as I'm not a big Jerry Halliwell fan, I actually quite like that record. It's a great piece of 3.5 minutes of camp pop music. What?
I never want to hear it again.
Why? Oh yeah, because of your train story.
I was coming back from a secret squirrel journey yesterday on the train, 4 hours.
Yeah, you were in jail, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right, and I got out.
You were getting ready for your weekend of 1,000 stars.
That's right, I was. Anyway, I was on the train, and there's a bloke with a little personal CD player, and he only had one CD, and it was that one, the single of that, and he played it on repeat for 4 hours on the train. Back to back to back to back to back to back. Four hours.
Was he a simpleton?
I don't think he was absolutely 100% with us, no.
Did he want to dance his crazy ass off?
He did, actually, and he did every time it came on.
Did he have leg warmers on?
No, he didn't.
Did he shake his little tush?
No. No.
Did he look at you and wink and go, you want to dance with
no,
me?
No, he didn't.
Lanky boy.
He didn't, though.
No. I love your grey hair.
But his thick
that
glasses.
That is such a great fashion statement.
His very thick glasses were dislodged at one point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I listened to the Jerry CD again and again. I actually started to get actually excited down there.
Okay.
It's so fantastic. Jerry Halliwell, I love her. I could just eat her all up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do the Radio 1 door giveaway in a minute.
He's a clever boy.
This weekend,
he's a big kid.
Britain's Olympic boxing champion starts his new job.
Audley Harrison has won! He's done it!
And a new mission.
The heavyweight champion of the world by the time I'm 34.
At Wembley Arena.
Proud of my big brother, Audley. Being world champion make me even prouder.
He's a blinker. His left hand is his power.
He's got the fastest jump after Muhammad Ali.
Audley Harrison turns professional. Saturday night on BBC One at 9.09 and 6.93 a.m. 5 Live.
Tune in, check it out.
Come on, Audley! Saturday night, make sure you watch it. Audley Harrison fighting some fella that it looks dead easy.
Here we go.
Stargate.
Stargate.
Next, we give away a Radio 1 door. Moonlight. Here we go. Yeah. I'm chilling with the top blow of the boys. I'm playing with the crazy toys. Yeah. Yeah. Dancing and I'm dancing in the freaking moonlight. I just want to dance my ass off. Top loader Jerry Halliwell, they make me want to dance. I love those guys. Don't you, Lizzie?
I love them too.
They're crazy. That fellow with the big hair, he looks like one of the guys from the Hair Bear Brands. I always love that show.
Target.
I have a bunch, yeah, of course it is.
Is it?
Yeah. You know nothing about kids' TV?
A little bit.
You don't know anything about kids' TV at all, do you?
Not much, no.
Name five Pokemon characters.
Pikachu.
Go on. And
four other Pikachus.
Yeah, Steve, I don't know.
Steve is the wrong answer.
Colin?
No, just leave it, doesn't matter. And now it's time to play our top giveaway, which Lizzie has called...
Knockety, knock, knock, knock.
Now, you've changed the door to the Radio 1 smoking room to a really nice wooden glass door.
That was making sense.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So we thought we'd give away the old door. The room used to be a kitchen until Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen and his team came in and made it over with Zoe. And since then, it's been the smoking room. We are going to give that door away. Let's play! Alrighty then, let's meet the contestants. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Chris, how are you, mate?
Very good, where are you from?
Staffordshire.
Why would you like to win this door?
Because I just think it's going to be wicked.
You'd be very disappointed.
it's horrible.
But it's a great prize.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. How old are you?
25.
Right. What would you do with the door when you get it?
I don't know, probably flog it to someone.
Mm. Kind of really wanted a bit of a Radio 1 door fanatic to win it.
Oh, well, I'll frame it for you then, Chris.
I wouldn't frame it, mate. It's a door, you div. What you do is you put it in a hole where a door would be.
Oh, I'll make one then.
All right, hang on there. I don't want him to win now.
Okay.
Line two is Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Where are you from?
Lancaster.
How old are you?
26.
All right. Why do you want this Radio 1 door?
Because I've got one missing on my bathroom.
There you go.
Yeah, I see.
How great it would be
if
you...
Is it 6 foot by 2 foot eight?
I have no idea. Is
it, it's exactly those measurements.
Lizzie says exactly those measurements.
Is that because I work at a DIY store?
I had no idea. I don't know. And it says smoking room on it, so you could always change that to bathroom.
Oh, yeah, of course I could.
Right, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's play then. Here we go. Right, the rules are this. You have to guess which celebrity is behind the door. Come in! All right. You can only ask questions that end with a yes or no answer. Do you understand, Simon?
Yeah.
Do you understand, Emma?
Yeah.
If you get a question which is answered yes, then you're allowed to answer another one. Until you get one which is no, then it moves on to the next person. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the name of the celebrity right wins the door. We start with Simon. Off you go, mate.
Does the person in question work for Radio 1?
Emma.
Is it male?
Simon.
Is it female?
Surprisingly, yes.
Whee.
You get another question, Simon.
Is it a pop singer or personality?
Has to be a question.
Oh, is it a pop singer then?
Whee. Yes.
Is it Jerry Halliwell?
Emma.
Is it... Oh, come on. Has she got blonde hair?
Yes.
Is it... Oh, is it my question?
Yeah, okay, good.
Is it Caprice?
Not a singer.
No, she's a mouse. Simon.
Is the singer Emma Bunton, then?
Emma. Keep asking questions for more details.
Are they part of a band?
Yes.
Right. Is it one of them out of Atomic Kitten?
Simon.
Is the is she a lead singer or does she play an instrument too? Oh, no, it's not. Yes. Is it a lead singer? It's part of the band. Is it the lead singer or...?
It's not the lead singer, no, if that's your question. Emma.
Is she out of S Club 7?
Simon.
Does she play guitar?
Not known for it, no. Emma.
Is it a new band?
Yes.
Is it her out of pop stars? but I don't know her name.
Yeah.
I really don't know her name. I can't guess because I don't know her name.
Pass it over.
Yeah.
Simon?
Suzanne out of Pop Stars.
You've just won a door!
Yay! Come on!
Let's find out who's behind the door.
Hey, it's Suzanne from Hearsay!
There you go! It was Suzanne. Commiserations, Emma. Sorry about your door. But maybe Simon will, out of kindness, turn around and go, tell you what, Emma, I don't really want it. You can have it.
He's not going to do anything with it, so...
Oh, go on, then. You can have it, Emma.
Yay! Oh, hang on there, what? Emma. Simon, what a lovely man.
Oh, cheers, Chris.
What would you like instead?
Autographs, signed photos of all of you at the Radio 1 crew.
Oh, if it was me, I'd have asked for a minutes player, but nice one. All right, we'll send you some of them. Thanks very much. Bye. There you go. You got his number? Good. Emma, well done.
Thanks very much.
You have won a door.
Thank you. Yes!
All right, congratulations, you are now the proud owner of a Radio 1 door.
Thank you, thank you very much.
All you got to do is come down in the big white transit van in the next hour and it's yours. Thanks for playing, all right, bye-bye. Ha, ha, ha. Get busy with the fever on the dance floor. Heard it all before, Dave. Yeah, you're a great rapper.
Yeah, no diggity.
Sunshine and... No doubt. Sunshine Anderson and Heard It All Before. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
MOP's called us Eyes Some Faithless with a new song coming up after Claire and Alistair with News of Sports just after 4.30.
Waiting to be rescued, 8 potholers are still trapped below ground.
In sport, it's honours even so far at Lord's.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Rescuers are still trying to release 8 cavers who've been trapped underground in France for nearly 2 days. They've been given medical treatment, but they still can't leave the tunnel system. Newsbeat's Europe reporter Alistair Sanford is in the town of Goumois.
Well, when the cavers are brought to the surface, they'll be examined by doctors, but it's thought they're in good health and they may not even have to go to hospital. However, there will be questions as to why they went into the cave in the first place. It's thought they were actually warned that because of the heavy rain, it simply wasn't safe to do so.
Reports from Kenya say at least 86 people have died after a boat they were travelling on developed engine trouble. It's claimed the captain ordered the Somalis to jump overboard or be shot. The parents of a teenage boy who made him destroy his Man United shirt because they thought the club's red devil badge was ungodly have been convicted of child cruelty. Newsbeat's Kevin Silverton has the details.
The jury at Peterborough Crown Court heard how the youngster was forced to follow his parents' religion strictly. He was made to fast, was punished when he failed to carry out chores, and had to kill his pet chickens. He left home last year after packing a bag with 2 stuffed toys, playing cards and a Bible, and then called the police. His mother and stepfather will be sentenced next month.
A witness has told the jury in the Jill Dando murder trial that the man accused of killing her used to own 2 replica guns. David Dobbins says Barry George once fired a gun after entering his house dressed in combat gear. Mr. George denies the charges. 400 people have attended the funeral of an unknown baby whose charred remains were found near a footpath in Edinburgh in March. The police haven't traced the child's parents. The Reverend Liz Henderson took the service.
I think there's a feeling that the wee one needs to be laid to rest. And I think it's been important for the community to be able to come and to give the baby what they wanted to do from the beginning, which was a dignified funeral.
A fish and chip shop in Bristol is being used as a polling booth in next month's elections. Mr. Crispins has offered the local council a section of the shop. It'll be able to cater for 2,000 voters.
The first test of the summer is finally in full flow after yesterday's washout. England and Pakistan are doing battle at the home of cricket, and Simon Mann is our man at Lord's.
It's been hard work, but England's batsmen have done well. They're 161 for 3.